Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A government shakeup in Yemen. Yemen's President Abdel Rabbah Mansour Hadi and his cabinet have submitted letters of resignation. The move comes amid a political tug-of-war between the president and the Houthi militia that has gripped the country since Monday. The Yemen government spokesman in Washington announced the embattled president was stepping down. Speaking from Sana'a Thursday, UN envoy Jamal Ben Omar said the political crisis would only be resolved if the rival groups honor earlier agreements that call for power sharing and an end to violence. The U.S. State Department says it supports a peaceful transition in Yemen, but offer no details of what that transition would be. Iraq's prime minister and senior representatives of 20 governments, including several Arab nations, met in London Thursday, claiming progress in their efforts to fight the Islamic State militant group. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
These were top officials of the key 20 countries in the 60-member coalition. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the group has made great progress fighting Islamic State forces in Iraq and Syria. He cited airstrikes, advisors traveling with the Iraqi army, supply programs, and efforts to counter the militant ideology and help victims of the group's violence. But he also acknowledged the coalition must do better. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Islamic State is a global threat and the effort to defeat it must also be global. Al Pessin, London.
In recent days, Kurdish fighters, with the help of the U.S.-led coalition, have pushed back IS militants in parts of northern Iraq, as well as cut off a key supply route to their occupied city of Mosul. This is VOA News. At least 13 people were killed Thursday in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk when a trolley bus was hit in an apparent mortar attack. Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk blamed what he called Russian terrorists for the attack. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Ukrainian forces were responsible for what he called a monstrous crime and a crude provocation. Partial results from Zambia's presidential election show ruling party candidate Edgar Lungu holding a small lead. The tally released by Zambia's Electoral Commission Thursday shows Lungu of the Patriotic Front Party winning just under 51% of the vote. The poll was called to replace President Michael Sata, who died after a long illness last October. Final results are expected on Friday. The Democratic Republic of Congo Senate announced a one-day delay for its vote on a proposed electoral law that sparked days of violent protests. Senators say they will vote Friday. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
The International Federation for Human Rights says at least 42 people have been killed in clashes with security forces in Kinshasa since Monday, when demonstrations erupted against the proposed electoral law. The organization called for Congolese authorities to put an end to what it called an excessive use of force against protesters. Opposition groups say the proposed law, which calls for a census before the next presidential election due in 2016, is a ploy to allow President Kabila to stay in power beyond the two terms mandated in the Constitution. Gabe Joslow, Nairobi.
The White House says President Barack Obama will not meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when the Israeli leader visits Washington in early March to speak to a joint meeting of Congress. A National Security Council spokeswoman says that as a matter of longstanding practice and principle, the president does not meet with heads of state in close proximity to their elections. Mr. Netanyahu is scheduled to be in Washington March 3rd, 2 weeks ahead of his re-election bid in Israel. Speaker John Boehner, the Republican leader of the House of Representatives, invited the Israeli leader without consulting the White House, which an Obama spokesman said was a breach of normal protocol for such visits by a head of state. The United States and Cuba are holding a second day of talks in Havana aimed at restoring diplomatic relations after more than 50 years. The reopening of U.S. and Cuban embassies in the two nations' capitals was expected to be the focus on the final day of high-level negotiations. Unchecked climate change and modernized nuclear arsenals prompted a bulletin of atomic scientists to move the minute hand of the symbolic doomsday clock forward 2 minutes. It now stands at 3 minutes to midnight, reflecting the group's assessment of the current threats to humanity. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.